This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning, I'm Araceli Gomez Saldana, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says his administration is a partner in plans to keep people safe while on public transit. This comes after four people were fatally shot Monday morning on a CTA Blue Line train in West Suburban Forest Park outside Chicago. But Pritzker says the solution isn't less public transit.
As we look at the reforms that we're making to our transit system, that we need to be addressing the broader question of, you know, why isn't there enough security being provided?
The shooting happened before 5:30 a.m. Monday on a moving Blue Line train near the suburb of Forest Park. Authorities filed first-degree murder charges against Ronnie S. Davis of Chicago. About 30 people gathered outside the Israeli consulate in Chicago Tuesday night to protest and to mourn. The protest was organized by Illinois Friends of Standing Together, which supports a grassroots group funded by Jewish and Palestinian citizens of Israel. They mourned the recent deaths of six hostages held by Hamas, including American-Israeli citizen Hirsch Goldberg Polin. The group says Israel's government has prolonged the war and led to the deaths of hostages and Palestinians alike. Group member and Israeli-American Hila Ratzabi says that the conflict has gone on far too long.
We're here today to respond to what is happening right now, to end this war now, and we're also here for the long term, for the future, to put out a message of peace.
The group says the future of peace in the region starts with a ceasefire deal. Members with Northwestern's LGBTQI plus rights clinic have filed an amicus brief in a federal case determining access to gender-affirming care for minors. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on a Tennessee law banning gender-affirming care, specifically things like puberty blockers and hormone therapy. She says the ban is discrimination on the basis of sex.
This case is so significant because only one group of the population is being denied what is known and understood as medically necessary, best standard of care. Only trans young people are being denied by the state of Tennessee the ability to practice best standard of health care. The same treatments are available for non-trans kids or cis kids.
The Supreme Court is expected to hear the arguments in the upcoming term. A key abortion clinic in downstate Illinois for out-of-state patients is trying to figure out how to close a big financial gap. Around 80% of patients who go to Hope Clinic travel from other states. National abortion funds covered a lot of the costs, but several of these funds have cut back or ended altogether. Hope's co-owner Chelsea Souter says they're managing week to week.
We're really just trying to really cobble what we can together and fill every gap, but the reality is we can't. I am fearful of like what that means for the sustainability of clinics like ours and for people's access.
An abortion in the first 3 months of pregnancy typically costs around $500. Other things you should know about today, new Northwestern athletic director Mark Jackson says he had never visited the school before he was hired last week. He says he had talked to enough people that said this place is just off the charts. The 51-year-old Jackson had been athletic director at Villanova since 2015. He oversaw a department that won 34 Big East championships in various sports and two men's basketball NCAA tournament titles. Northwestern has invested heavily in its athletic facilities in recent years. The school is building a new football stadium on the site of the old one. Northwestern was also hit hard by a hazing and abuse scandal last year. The Chicago Humanities Festival is back for another series of conversations, performances, and community gatherings with actors, thought leaders, and authors. Events officially kicked off last night with an interview with author Jasmine Ward, MacArthur Genius Grant winner, and the first woman in Black American to win the National Book Award for Fiction twice. Other events can be found on the festival's website. The Chicago Humanities Festival is a financial supporter of WBEZ. Chicago has a new sculpture of playwright, journalist, and activist Lorraine Hansberry. After a two-year tour of Los Angeles and New York, the artwork has made it to its permanent home at Navy Pier. A look at weather, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. One more warm day is in store tomorrow before rain and storm chances cool us off for the end of the week. That's it for now, but later today you'll hear from the co-creator of a unique Chicago storytelling event called Meanwhile. What's the cork? The audience doodles pages of a zine while they watch the show.
So the performers are on stage, and meanwhile, the audience is drawing and writing and working on these pages that we collect at the end of every show and publish for the next round.
Listen to Meanwhile's co-creator Megan Kirby today at 1. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana. Thanks for listening.